Neil, if you got that email for me, if you can let me know. I tried several times, and then I just decided to share a link on my Google Drive with you there, so it seemed like these files are too large to send by mail, email. So your server was kicking it back. But anyways, you don't have to reply right now there, Emil. Just, I know you're on the road there, and traffic is number one priority there for you right now. So just keep it in mind to send me a quick reminder when you have a chance. Anyways, the 5RGM is monitoring. 7-3.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Yeah, you sounded fine. Neil sounded fine, so it's definitely on my end. I'll see what's going on. VA 3-1.
Yeah, for the last two transmissions, you were pretty good, so no cutting in and out or anything like that. So you're just like you're releasing your push-to-talk and maybe not hard enough or something. I don't know. But anyways, check it out there. Just thought I'd let you know. Anyways, I'm just about to head outside, so gotta get some stuff done here that I need to. So he's ticking away, and like it always does, time is never in my favor. Hi. Hasn't been for quite some time now, so I'm kind of used to it. DA3HRYZ5RGM, 7-2.
DE5RJM, for a quick one, DE3IFC.
Yeah, I give a quick key up there. I thought I'd better let things drop here. So, fine business there. Another good guy there. Turn the radio on and look what I hear. Oh, boy. Henry and Emil and now yourself there. So I talked to Pierre earlier this morning a couple times already. So anyhow, everything's all good here and there. So I hope things are all going well there for you there, Paul. E3IFC, E5RJM.
Well, every time we connect, my day gets a little better, so there you go. I'm not going to keep you because you headed outside, so yeah. Can I give you a call later on? I don't want to get in your way. You've got so much on play already. But I had a couple of questions for a phone call, but after you've gone outside and back, would that be better, Randy? Go ahead.
Oh, you can call me anytime, Paul. No worries there. My phone line to everybody just about 24/7. Hi. except when I don't hear my phone ring. Hi. I'm too far away from it. Anyways, give me a shove right now if you like. I'm still in the house, and if you need some access to something I have on the computer or something like that, yeah, whatever. I'm in the house here right now, so probably more convenient. Just give me a shove right now, so then we can figure it out from there. Over.
Okay, it's a pretty simple question. I don't want to keep you, but if you're okay for 2 minutes, now I could call you on the phone. I don't think you need the computer. I think it's all in your head. It's all in your head, Randy. Take that as a compliment. If that's okay with you, I'll call you shortly. Have EE3IFC.
Oh, jeez. You just thought me of something there. you got a few different scenarios for you on that one. all in my head, yeah, right. Not today. Today has been kind of one of those days. It's like I'm still haven't woken up and had my first cup of coffee yet. So it's one of those days here for me somehow. I must have got too much sleep last night or something, because I did go to bed early and I slept in this morning. So I probably got too many hours of sleep under my belt here. So that's what's making me off center today a little bit. If I can say it that way. And, on your head. Well, the doctors haven't been telling me that yet, so... but they tell that to my mom once in a while, and she gets PO'd. She says, in your head, the doctor says. Well, I can tell you, when that happens, you can see red fire flames come out of my mom. Oh, boy. I don't know. Some of these doctors, they got poor bed manner adequate, I call it. Not everyone is that way, or bedside adequate. But anyways, over to you there, Paul, and I'll wait for your phone call. E3IFC, E5RJM. And we got a new member yesterday in the club, so that's wonderful. Excellent news. I'll have to send some updated information there, new membership list and stuff like that. I'll get you there, Paul, as well, in the near future, but it won't be today. Back to you.
Well, I don't know, Randy. All in your head can be a compliment. Or severe insult, I don't know. Anyway, I just had a nap, so I'm a little smarter than I was earlier. And if you're running less than full capacity, maybe I can get caught up. Maybe if you slow down, I can catch you. Anyway, not likely. You're way ahead of me. But I'm coming. talk to you soon. It's good to laugh. VEC India, Foxtrot Charlie clear.
I don't know about that, Paul. There's a lot more for the people out there than me, that's for sure. So I just try to do my best here and struggle along. So just like the rest of you, or us, or whatever, we're all in the same boat, hi. As long as we don't lean to the same side, we're okay. Oh, boy. I don't know what you call them, metaphors or whatever. But anyways, fine business there, Paul. And thanks for that information there. You know, I'm really curious. That helped me out quite a bit. I kind of glanced at it a little bit there this morning. And there's still a little bit more research I got to do, but before I send you out more information about all that network that we were connected to the other day, it sure was interesting. And it's nice to follow it, you know, to the bubble charts and all that. So basically, what you did is you gave me another way of accessing it from the back end. So and I was able to do that. And I now know which network he was connected to, so that helps me out a great deal there, Paul. So I appreciate that email you sent me there. That is super. So once I get everything straight in an email, I'll send it out to you guys and just let you know how it was all happening. So yeah, quite amazing. And each one of these networks, you know, it's got its own bubble chart. And wow, it's just it's a massive amount of networks we were connected to the other day. So This is far the largest one I've ever been connected to, and the audio and the connections were just awesome. So, anyhow, pass that back to you for a final, and I'll wait for your phone call. ZE3, ISCV5RJM.
Well, I think you,
five,
a lot of people,
one,
you included,
two, five,
on our side of the
three,
fence,
seven,
all think the same way. We all bring a piece to the puzzle, right? We turn all the pieces up, we all bring our piece, and then we can make the picture. And if this piece is missing, then it's incomplete. So we all do what we can, and every piece is important, that's for sure. I'll talk to you soon, and you stay on your side of the boat. I'll stay on my side of the boat, and we'll keep on floating. How's that? That's a good metaphor for sure. Especially in a canoe, Randy. I'll tell you a story one day about how I fell out of our canoe, being on one side of the canoe. Never mind. And life jacket on, so it's all good. VE3IFC is clear.
Well, I'm sure that was worth a good laugh or two, or maybe it went the other way. Maybe there's a new language learned there that day. I don't know, but I guess that could go either way too. But all fun at the end. Over. You got something to laugh about now. Over.
Yeah, well, I was lucky because when we go paddling, we put our cell phones in Ziploc bags and in a waterproof bag, so if we get wet, the phone stays dry because they don't like water. So by the time Robin fished out her phone and got it out of the plastic bag, I was back on. So no video, no pictures, but good memories for sure. And yeah, it was all good. We both laughed. It's all part of, if you're going to be on the water, you're going to get wet sooner or later. Anyway, good lesson, good laugh, all good. And cell phones in the plastic bags, in the plastic bag, waterproof, so no photos. But anyway, lots to laugh about, Randy. Thank you. Talk to you soon. This time I am clear. ZE3 India Fox Charlie.
Yeah, you bet. 7-3s. I'll wait for your phone call. The E5RJM will be monitored.